The Truth News Network. Maybe the scariest thing there is today is truth in media, especially the news. Get not only the news, but the truth in the news and nothing else. From TNN, the Truth News Network. Without the other guy's spin, here's your host, Dan Newman.
Welcome, folks, and I've got to be honest with you. Today, I am very sad. This is going to be different from other offerings that you get here at truthnewsnet.org. Why am I so sad? Well, it's not just because of one thing or two things. It's because of a lot of things that are being piled on Americans and a lot of things that are coming out of Washington, D.C. that are very upsetting. They're upsetting because they are taking on a lot of the fundamental principles by which we and our parents and their parents and generations before them have lived by, the very things that were created when our forefathers stepped ashore here in the United States to establish a nation and a government with liberty and justice for all. I'm sad because members of the United States Congress have become so divisive and are fighting so much among themselves that they forget that they represent the people of the United States, that we not only asked them to serve, they said they would serve. They listened to us. We voted, and we elected them with our votes. They went to Washington, D.C., supposedly to represent us and to uphold the laws of the U.S. Constitution and the laws that they as a body in the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate passed and sent to the White House for whoever president was at the time to sign into law. They promised us all that they would be fiduciarily responsible with the tax dollars that we send to them in Washington, D.C., that they would take care of the poor and the disenfranchised, and that they would be fair for citizens of other countries that wanted to legally apply for status to live here in the United States among us. And all of that, as good as it sounds, and for so many decades and even a couple of centuries, has played out very favorably in helping America become and remain the best country on earth, the strongest country on earth, and the most democratic country on earth. But yet today, we are seeing nothing like what I just told you our country was founded on and our forefathers and generations after them lived to make this the greatest country on earth. So, I'm going to answer a few questions, and it has to do with why am I so sad today? Let's get started. Why am I so sad today? We'll start by saying this. Liberty and justice for all, and the rule of law, and the presumption of innocence are gone. There is no liberty and justice for all. Washington, D.C., and politocrats there have determined that the U.S. Constitution and duly passed and implemented laws in the country no longer matter. The only thing that matters is what politocrats, those political elitists that have assumed the power to arbitrarily determine what is right, what is wrong, who is right, and who is wrong, and who deserves to make those determinations no longer belong to the American people. And the laws that they passed and implemented on our behalf, it's solely determined by the opinions that sway with the wind, depending on what's going on any particular day in Washington, D.C. As an example, Let's look at what's happening right now in the United States Senate. Brett Kavanaugh was nominated by this president to assume a spot on the U.S. Supreme Court after the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy. Brett Kavanaugh is that nominee. The FBI did, as they do in the case of every Senate-nominated person, conducted an extensive background investigation of Brett Kavanaugh. Incidentally, they had done similar investigations 5 previous times when he was nominated for other roles in the federal government. Never in any of those 5 and this one, all 6, has anything demonstrably turned up that is in any way disqualifying for Brett Kavanaugh to serve as a U.S. Supreme Court justice. However, this whole scenario of the allegations that have been brought forth were actually brought forth in July to the United States Senate in the Senatorial Judicial Committee. Dianne Feinstein, Democrat Senator of California, was brought those allegations of sexual assault charges against Brett Kavanaugh. She chose to not present those allegations to her fellow Senate Judiciary Committee members. Why did she not do that? Her excuse was that Dr. Ford, the accuser, wanted to remain anonymous. Well, instead of the senator asking, if you want this to not be political and you want it to remain anonymous, why would you hire an attorney and why would you bring it here at all? If you wanted it to remain anonymous, you should have kept it anonymous. Instead of asking that, the senator sat on it until just days before the Senate Judiciary Committee was scheduled to vote on whether or not to send Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the full Senate floor for a vote on his confirmation. It was a strategic move, and it wasn't a move for the good of Dr. Ford. That's another thing that really bothers me. Not only did Senator Feinstein and then every other Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee ignore all of the positives, all of the life service that this current judge on the second highest court in the nation, everything good that he has done, his public service, his civic service, his economics, his financial records, his educational records, 60 plus women came forward in support of him that had worked for him, that went to school with him, many of which had known him for many, many, many years on a personal level. Not one person stepped forward with anything negative. Yet, all of the Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee, not only before they even interviewed the nominee, not only before they held one-on-one meetings with the nominee, went public stating that they would vote against his confirmation. Substance, obviously, did not matter to the Democrats. So what matters? To be honest with you, I don't think Dr. Christine Ford matters to them at all. Senator Feinstein, who desperately wants Brett Kavanaugh to not be confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court for one reason and one reason only. She is afraid, as are many women's advocates, that he might be the deciding vote, if it ever comes to the U.S. Supreme Court, to overturn Roe v. Wade. Pro-abortion advocates are horrified that Brett Kavanaugh might be the guy. It doesn't matter to Senator Feinstein. It doesn't matter to any of the other Democrats on that committee. And every other Democrat in the Senate has made it clear they are going to vote against Brett Kavanaugh, regardless of his qualifications. It's for one thing and one thing only. Political, elitist, narrative, nothing else. So here's Dr. Ford. Obviously, a traumatized woman that claimed 35 plus years ago at a party at someone's house in Maryland, this guy, then a high school student, as was she, sexually assaulted her. She named three other people that were witnesses to this sexual assault. Of course, when they were named, they were sought out. Of course, Brett Kavanaugh was one of them. He doesn't even remember meeting Christine Ford. He didn't say he didn't. He said he didn't remember meeting her. He never went to a party like that. He has no idea where the house is that it was supposed to have happened at. The other three witnesses, one of them, a lifelong close friend of Christine Ford, said they shared everything in life. But Christine Ford never brought anything about such a party, nor any serious incident that happened at that party or any other party, and never brought up Brett Kavanaugh's name at all. Mr. Judge, a writer who was a close friend of Brett Kavanaugh's and still is, he was supposedly not only there in the room and participated in the assault. He doesn't remember anything about it. Absolutely said Brett Kavanaugh would never do anything like that. Not only did he not see it or hear about it, he doesn't believe anything like that ever happened, as did the other witness that supposedly was there. But you know, here's the thing that makes me the saddest about all of this. Even if Dr. Ford, at some point in her life, was part of such a travesty, a sexual assault of some kind, that's the only thing in this that should matter. There are no facts. There is no evidence. Nothing at all points not only to Brett Kavanaugh doing this or attempting this sexual assault. There is no evidence that shows anything like this ever happened. And all of these years, 35 years, nothing was ever brought forth. Yes, she did speak to a therapist about it, about this event, but she did not use Brett Kavanaugh's name as the perpetrator in those meetings with her therapist. This all came up because, and only because, Brett Kavanaugh was nominated by President Trump to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. It came up because the Democrats, even if in innocence, Christine Ford sent that note to Dianne Feinstein, and maybe in innocence, Dianne Feinstein didn't want to go public with it. Regarding an appointed U.S. Supreme Court that is always appointed for life, Feinstein knew that that letter had come to her in July. If the senator, in good conscience and good faith, did not release it because she wanted to honor the wishes of Ms. Ford, why did she ever release it? When she was asked, she said she didn't release it until someone in the press got word of that letter and Ms. Ford, and then she was forced to come forward with it. Well, guess who were the only people that saw that letter or knew that letter existed? Democrats on the Senate Judicial Committee. No Republican to this date on that committee has been given access to the letter. Democrats had it, and Democrats used it for political purposes. folks, that just exacerbates the already obvious anger and hatred that is permeating throughout Washington, D.C. When we come back in a moment, we're going to talk about what's going on regarding the rule of law and the presumption of innocence. Well, there is no presumption of innocence anymore, but we're going to talk about why and what, if anything, can be done about that right after this at the Truth News Network.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always. May you
the tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward.
Do for you.
And give back.
To the stars. Climb on every rung. May you stay.
Long live the greater good.
May you stay.
The helping hand. Those who fall. And get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media? Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
I'm sad today, and we're talking about why I'm so sad. The rule of law is one of the fundamentals this country was founded on. Our forefathers felt like one of the greatest atrocities that they and their ancestors lived through in European countries where they came from was political class warfare that always put down the common man in favor of not laws, but the interpretations of laws that were in existence and others that were made up by the political elitist in Europe. That always took advantage of the common man, always to the benefit and the favor of the political elitist or his cause or his family or friends. To get away from that, they made it very clear in the U.S. Constitution that the people, the everyday common people, each had one vote on issues. And laws were established, and the rule of law would always prevail universally. They made sure that it did not matter what political persuasion you had, what your sex was, what your race was, what your religion was. The rule of law would always be fair. And therefore, that very famous phrase, liberty and justice for all. Right now, we're watching in Washington, D.C., especially among those on the left and the Democrat Party, where the rule of law is meaningless. And, oh, by the way, part of that atrocity that they escaped from Europe to get away from was the presumption of innocence never existed there unless you were a member of the ruling class or one of those political elitists. Or someone close to a political elitist. It was there you were guilty until you're proven innocent. If you're a common person, if you're one of the regular people. And so for 230 years, or maybe even a little bit longer, do the math, in the United States of America, you are always presumed innocent unless and until the evidence, facts, and in the case of a jury trial, members of the commonality here that are jurors adjudicate you guilty. You're innocent until that happens. And that's always based on facts, on evidence lined up against the law regarding that particular thing. Now, that's criminal. So far, this has not been a criminal issue, and that's what detractors are saying. Oh, it's not a criminal deal. Well, she's making a criminal charge. Sexual assault is criminality. But even in the case of civil trials and civil issues that come up, if somebody makes an allegation against you, you're always presumed, at least in all of American history, to be innocent until proven guilty. It's not the case anymore. And this one, it's just simply amazing. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, before anything has ever been brought out, before Christine Ford has even spoken publicly or testified, under oath or otherwise, in the very beginning, she said, "I believe Dr. Ford." Senator Chris Coons said he took it one step further. He's publicly stated on record that because Brett Kavanaugh is seeking to become a member of the U.S. Supreme Court with a lifetime appointment, the burden of proof is on him to prove that he did not do what Christine Ford has alleged he did. Now, think about this. Think about how, and I'm going to say it, think about how stupid what he said is. They don't know, or they haven't released, and they've said they don't know, the day that it happened. They're not even sure about the year that it happened. They're not sure where it happened. And they're not even sure who all was there. How could Brett Kavanaugh or anyone disprove an alleged act that they're accused of performing when they, what are they supposed to do? Go back 35 years and look at their calendars? I'm sure everyone in high school kept a detailed day-by-day calendar and figure out where they were, who they were with every day of their lives in that year, the year before, and the year after. It's impossible. And folks, what that illustrates, and this is why I'm so sad, I'm so upset about all of this, the rule of law, innocence until proven guilty, and liberty and justice for all don't matter to Democrats. You remember 1991? Clarence Thomas, a black man, appointed to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice, and the Democrats went out and found someone to make allegations against him, to disqualify him, sexual allegations, Anita Hill, and they were atrocious. Clarence Thomas looked at every member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and incidentally, every one of them are white, and he's black, and he laid it out there. And I hope Brett Kavanaugh, when he gets before the Senate Judiciary Committee, will do a similar thing that Clarence Thomas did. He called that panel out and called it worse than a witch hunt. He called it a travesty, a racial travesty against him. And there was no equal justice under the law for Clarence Thomas. Thankfully, thank God, he was confirmed as a U.S. Supreme Court justice and has done an admirable job in every way since then. It's kind of ironic that here we are again with a slight majority for the Republicans in the Senate, a very slight majority, and the Democrats. Back then, I think they didn't want a black man on the Supreme Court. Today, they don't want a conservative on the Supreme Court. Brett Kavanaugh has never said one way or the other what his position on abortion is or Roe v. Wade, yet they are horrified that that's going to make the difference. And so they throw everything in judicial and legal history in the United States, they throw it away for that one cause. We cannot let somebody assume that role, that ninth spot in the U.S. Supreme Court, that might. We have no idea if they would. We don't care if this is the most qualified human being drawing breath to ascend to the U.S. Supreme Court. We don't care what his many, many years in court. We don't care what he's done at the second highest court in the land, the appeals court in Washington, D.C. None of that matters. His record is impeccable, but simply because we consider him to be a threat to Roe v. Wade, as unfounded as that thought is, we're going to do everything we can to keep him from going into the Supreme Court. It's that bad, folks. It is absolutely that bad. And I honestly don't know if there's anything that we can do about it. I really don't know. It's crazy, but the mob has come out of the woodwork. Everybody, the left, including all of the traditional mainstream media, Hollywood, they're making jokes about him on late night television, and they're demeaning the character of a man who has a wonderful wife and two gorgeous daughters that are watching their husband and father being excoriated for something that is unproven. You can't put a genie back in the bottle. And I've used this illustration many times in the past, and I'll use it again. You really want to mess with somebody in a crowd, holler across where several people can hear it. You got a friend there or a guy there you know named Bill. And so everybody can hear you say this. You say, "Hey, Bill, have you quit beating your wife yet?" Think about that. Think about what trauma that creates and what question it puts in the minds of everybody. How's Bill going to respond to you? What's he going to say? "I don't beat my wife," or "I quit beating my wife." There's no answer that will give him the presumption of innocence. And so that's what they're doing with Brett Kavanaugh. That's what Christine Ford is doing. There's no evidence. And the last note here is the left in unison, Democrats in unison, have been screaming, "We need another FBI background investigation on Brett Kavanaugh for that allegation." Think about how stupid that is. The FBI, if they were a body that should investigate this, which they aren't, and I'll explain that in just a second, they would have to know where, they would have to know when, and they would have to know who. There are no witnesses. The people she claimed were witnesses have all, under oath, stated they don't know anything about what she's talking about. They weren't there. Nobody has even said they were there, including her best friend. Nobody's implicated Brett Kavanaugh. They don't even know where it happened, somewhere in Baltimore. They don't even know whose house it was at. And so if the FBI were going to do another background investigation, they would have to have those facts to investigate. But the FBI makes it very clear that's not what they do. They do investigations. They write a report and hand it over to whoever they're answering to for that investigation, which they've already done on Brett Kavanaugh. Folks, I'm sad. I hate to unload all of this on you, but I just want you to be aware in these days that we're facing, there's some really ugly things that are going to come out, even more ugly than those things that have come out. And unfortunately, none of it has been factual. It's all been allegation and innuendo. And there are no facts. There is no evidence to prove that Brett Kavanaugh was guilty of any of these allegations. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't want to call today a rant because I really didn't rant. But let's just say I am sad and I'm sorry. I hope we get through this in one piece. Come back. We'll get it together.
Facts and evidence is all you'll see and hear. TNN, the Truth News Network.